Joseph, welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Well, thank you.
The Joseph Clark Art Gallery is, I think, unique in Cincinnati in that it focuses on African-American art and presents a varied selection of that endlessly interesting material. I understand that you've been a collector of African art for many years and that you opened the gallery in 2011. What first sparked your interest in collecting this work?
Well, I guess primarily it came about as a result of just trying to understand who I was, and it sort of grew from there.
Do you have objects that originated in Africa?
Just to clarify, the gallery primarily is an African art gallery. We do, in fact, feature local artists as well, but the gallery is considered to be strictly an African art gallery.
But it's primarily objects that originated in Africa.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you travel to Africa yourself to pick that material?
As fate would have it, I have not.
But you will someday, perhaps?
I truly hope to, yes.
Your website makes a point of saying that you want to emphasize the people of sub-Sahara Africa, and here I'm quoting, to place the art objects themselves in context, to provide insight into their uses and functions. How do you do that?
Basically by trying to group them in a display as a part of an exhibit so that it makes better sense as to how or why, under what circumstances, any particular piece might have been used or embraced in that culture.
Well, the gallery also shows the work of Cincinnati artists and artisans. Tell us about that aspect of the displays.
I felt it was important to celebrate the culture on as many levels as reasonably possible. The interesting part that I found was that there is very few African art galleries within the region. So from that perspective, I felt I had not a calling, but a basis for presenting it as a unique piece of the American culture. The artists themselves, one of them, is in fact from Africa. Her name is Madeline Ndambakua. And the other artists are local. A couple of them are from Northside, actually. So, like I said, we try to bring different perspectives and ideas from as many sources as reasonably available to us.
Well, the works that come from Africa seem to be all three-dimensional, and they include bronzes and earthenware and masks, weapons, and currency. I wanted to ask about the currency. Are these coins as we know them, or is there some other form?
The currency, and from an African perspective, from an African tribal perspective, are things that have value that can be bartered. Generally, they could be anything as simple as a rake or a axe or a tools, weapons, adornment, bracelets, or anklets or necklaces, those kind of items.
So these objects would be used in their functional way, but also used as money.
Yes, ma'am.
That sounds very practical.
And now all of it is not truly practical. Some of it is going to be ritual. Some of it is going to be utilitarian. Some of it is going to be, like I said, musical instruments. They call torques, which are larger pieces of metal that they would have created, again, to store wealth, since banks really weren't an option in the bush. So it would have been a number of different items used a number of different ways, and it would have been used from anything from prize wealth to trading for goats or whatever.
Well, the website also says that the objects on display include dolls. What sort of function do dolls have in African art?
Obvious is as a toy, but they are also used as fertility symbols. Young women will carry them and treat them as their young, anticipating, I guess, both marriage and birth. Mm-hmm. That's generally going to be that. The difference between a doll and a figure, in some cultures, they use the figures to represent the children who have passed, who have died. And they're not truly dolls, they're figures, and they treat them as such.
Well, the gallery makes a point of the diverse selection of items that it shows. Can you tell us something about the most unusual things you've displayed?
Well, I don't know. I guess it depends on one's perspective, unusual. What I guess most people find interesting are the power figures. The West labeled them as fetishes. Again, they're used in a number of different ways. Some of them are more benevolent than others. Some of them outright malevolent in terms of they're intended to ward off spirits, evil spirits, witches for revenge, that kind of thing.
Well, there's no question but that the Joseph Clark Gallery brings a welcome and individual element to the Cincinnati art scene. Thanks so much for coming in to talk with us about it.
I appreciate you having me.
We've been talking with Joseph Clark of the Joseph Clark Gallery, located at 4038 Hamilton Avenue in Cincinnati. For a link to more information, see wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Jane Durrell.